Glad you could join us.
Comedy, music, live. Are you getting it? Yeah. They're all the same show.
Sounds like a fun crew.
I think we can live with that.
What time is it?
It's showtime, folks.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
As you know, we here at AshleyMadison.com recently had our website hacked, and now 37 million cheaters could potentially be exposed. But don't worry, we take our online security very seriously, as well as the anonymity of our subscribers. The only information we keep on file is the size of your junk, any distinguishing birthmarks that may be on it, your favorite positions, weird fetishes, sleazy hotels you frequent, outfits you like to dress up in, number of sexual partners you've had, what your safe word is, any role-playing you've been engaged with, if you've ever been tied up in a dungeon, and all of the many, many venereal diseases you've contracted over the years. That's it. Because on the one hand, we feel bad about the data breach, but on the other hand, it serves you right for cheating on your spouse. Unless you found out through the hack that they were cheating too.
And that's why Heather's not here tonight, because she's locked in a dungeon somewhere, and we're not letting her out. So Crystal will be sitting in.
Hi, Drex.
Hi, good evening, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
I find this very interesting, so I guess everybody's still here. I listened to the news, I didn't hear there were any jumpers, so I guess not that much personal information has been let go yet. Except for Heather, she's in a dungeon. So which sounds worse to you, having your nude photos or, go flying around the internet, or having somebody in Russia hack out 50 grand of debt or steal your credit card? Tough call. But there's definitely an answer. A new survey today found by MasterCard found that people would rather have nude photos, and I guess that Ashley Madison stuff, I don't know if they want that stuff out there, but nude photos for sure. Leaked, they would rather have that than their financial information. People would also rather have nude pictures get out than someone rob their home. You know, I guess because at the end of the day, your bottom is the bottom line. And they all look pretty much the same. A tush is a tush is a tush is a push.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's all a push. All right. I heard some discouraging news today that Apple was having some problems, but yeah, I guess it had to do with everybody looking at what the expectations today with the market is. Well, I think the technical problems were everybody was looking at the same time. Apple shares slumped nearly 7% in the after-hours trading today as its fourth quarter revenue, the forecast fell short of estimates. And actually, I think they hit the estimates from what I understood earlier. I'm reading another report right now. But I guess they missed some targets for the iPhone sales. The shares dropped to $121 after the company released its results today, from $130.75 at close. So it's a bargain. Yeah. The forecast overshadowed Apple's very strong sales in China. As I keep saying, you don't have to cry for Cupertino. It's not a thing yet. Which more than doubled to $13.23 billion from a year earlier. That's with a B, folks. A billion. So that's a lot of business. Apple's just fine. They also talked about the Apple Watch beating the company's expectations. Although I didn't know exactly what the company's expectations were or are, they also noted that the first 9 weeks since its launch in April, the device has sold better than either iPhones or iPads over that similar period after their initial launch. But I would say to that, and I'm not dissing that, I think at the beginning, well, we didn't know what an iPhone was until we got our hands on one. We had to queue up in line, remember? That wasn't a thing with the watch. And the iPads, yes, we didn't know what it was until we were able to touch it, so
it all balances out.
Yes, I think we're going to all live.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, today is National Junk Food Day.
Woohoo!
And McDonald's is, speaking of having issues, yeah, they are. They've been having some stock problems, and I don't know. A lot of the franchisees are not exactly jumping up and down like they used to. I mean, the stock's still selling at a pretty good price, but did you know that they have a secret menu? They do. For example, I'm going to give you some examples, because if you don't know this, most restaurants do. In-N-Out does. I know that a lot of private restaurants do have secret menus. You only get to know the secret menu if you're a great customer. But McDonald's does. They have, let me see here, they have a Neapolitan shake, which is obviously all of them in one cup.
Just like In-N-Out.
Yeah, they do too, right? Is that, but that's not a secret, is it?
I don't think so.
No, okay. They have a root beer float. Well, that's easy to make.
Right.
Yeah, they have the all-American burger at McDonald's. It's just a simple burger with ketchup and pickles. Fries with Big Mac sauce. That sounds fun.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes. They have a 1035, McTen35. Now, at the McTen35 is kind of cool because it's an Egg McMuffin with an extra McDouble burger patties.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that.
Well, you might want to at 1035. And then the McKinley Mac, which I think is also not known. I mean, you tell me, but I think it's the Monster Mac. It's a Big Mac with quarter-pound patties. So, you know, sounds like a good thing to me. I don't know. Especially after a night of heavy drinking.
or when you're hangry.
Yes, when you're really, really, really hangry. Let me see here. Well, another thing, maybe that, you know, Heather has the day off because perhaps she's having a bad hair day. Oh. 1 in 10 women call in sick because they've had a bad hair day.
What?
Or skin issues.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, we're on the radio, so I don't think that counts. she just has the day
There are
off,
no webcams here.
Yes, there are. They're everywhere. Have you not walked around the station? There are security cameras everywhere. You're being watched. 21% of people have canceled plans with friends because they didn't think they looked good that day. That would be a bad hair day. 10% have canceled a date, and 5% have hidden inside and refused to go out in public at all.
Vain much?
I guess. A little bit of vanity included? I suppose. Oh, and by the way, we were speaking about money and all things that are going on with the stock market, this, that, and the other, and, you know, McDonald's and Apple. And so I love this story. Idiot criminals come up with some crazy delusional excuses, and they do this all the time, right? But and by all rights, this guy could have been one of them. But this dude was recently driving through central Illinois, and I think this was over the weekend, and he was in a 2006 Cadillac with no license plate. So, of course, the cop's going to pull him over. And the guy said he didn't have plates because he just bought the car from Warren Buffett. Yeah. Now, that sounds like a ridiculous excuse. Except that it was true.
What?
He bought the Cadillac in an online charity auction in March for $122,500 because it came with the opportunity to meet Buffett at his office in Omaha, Nebraska. So he and his family had they wrapped up a few hours talking with Warren Buffett and touring the Berkshire Hathaway headquarters, and they were driving home to New York, and they didn't have time to get temporary plates first. So as far as we know, you know, the cops let him go. Once they found out it was really, really Warren Buffett's.
And Buffett didn't have time to get plates either? I mean...
Well, I don't know. I guess that's your problem. You get the ride. You get to visit with him. Maybe they got some financial advice.
Perhaps.
Yes, and then they're out of there. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to one of my favorite guys, because if you love late-night television like I do, and there's been a great void out there with the injury to Fallon, and, of course, we're waiting for Stephen Colbert, so there's nothing in the Letterman spot, and, Jimmy Kimmel has been on hiatus. He's been on vacation for a couple of weeks. So it's been a really strange couple of weeks with nothing going on at night. I don't know. I mean, if you're like a talk show guy like I am, loving the late night talk shows, there's been nothing there. Well, you don't know how much you miss it until it's not there. So we'll chat with Dave Berg coming up here next, author of Behind the Curtain. But first, let's check out the traffic situation with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. We'll start in Santa Clara. This look at traffic's brought to you by Oakland Airport. Southbound 101 at San Tomas Expressway has a fender bender there that's been moved out of the road and is on the right shoulder now. They're expecting the tow trucks to get there in 15 to 20 minutes. Really, though, only adding to the usual jam up on the approach to the Gore Point. Your stop and go from Lawrence Expressway to 87. San Jose, northbound 880 after Coleman Avenue, an accident in the clearing stages. Southbound on the Nimitz is where all the jam-ups are, though. You got some onlooker slowdown plus construction that has traffic barely moving from Coleman back to Montague Expressway. In the city, northbound 101, still a parking lot from just before Cesar Chavez up to the 80 split. If you're going to hop on 80 eastbound, well, it's still crawling from 101 to Fremont. You only got minor slowdowns, though, across the lower deck out to the tunnel. No problems coming across the Bay Bridge on the westbound side. Oakland Airport now offering 3 days of free parking when you fly new flights to any one of 10 cities all summer long. From New Orleans to Tijuana, from Nashville to Houston Intercontinental, fly OAK and park free. Get the details at oaklandairport.com/parkfree. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to candidates from over 4 million resumes. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Attention. This is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-570-2198 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-570-2198 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-570-2198. That's 800-570-2198 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
At Chase, we're committed to helping small business owners grow and manage cash flow, like Mike Maloney, owner of Coda Longboards.
We are moving so rapidly as a small business. What we were looking for in a partnership with a bank was a one-stop shop where we could do everything that we needed, and we found that in Chase. We're building up our in-card rewards on our everyday purchases and through merchant services. We get paid within 24 hours for credit and debit card processing, and I can see that money being deposited directly into our business checking account. I cannot tell you how important that is for managing the cash flow of a small business.
Chase is proud to support businesses like Coda Longboards and yours. Watch Mike's story and find out how Chase can help your business at chase.com/business solutions. Chase, so you can.
Availability of merchant services is contingent upon credit approval, and not all clients are eligible for next day funding. Credit cards are issued by Chase Bank USA N.A. Deposit products provided by J.P. Morgan Chase Bank N.A. member FDIC. Merchant services are provided by Paymentech LLC, a subsidiary of J.P. Morgan Chase Bank N.A.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. And I welcome back to the show Dave Berg. And he's the author of Behind the Curtain. That would be the late night curtain. Yes. And we say good evening. Good evening, Dave. Thank you once again for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, it's the Tonight Show curtain with Jay Leno, which you produced for more than 18 years. Am I right about that?
You're right about that. Right.
Yes. And we had this conversation several months ago, and we had such a huge response to it. I have to tell you, you can get his book on Amazon, and if you look at the reviews, they're all 5 stars. So if you are a late night, a Tonight Show fan like I am, and you just love all of the dish behind the curtain and all of that fun stuff, then you got to get Dave Berg's book. I don't think I need to help sell you. Looks to me, looking at Amazon, like you're selling like hotcakes.
Well, thank you, but I don't mind the effort.
Well, I'll put it in there for you, Dave. Yeah, I give you 5 stars. So, you know, so much going on with the, and I don't know if you heard my lead-in, but I said, oh my goodness, this has been so bizarre the last couple of weeks for people like me who love late-night television show, The Tonight Show. And, of course, you know, I'm thinking Fallon, and then we got Kimmel, and we had David Letterman. But they've all been gone. I mean, you heard about Jimmy Fallon. I don't know what would have happened if he would have ripped his finger off. I guess he almost did.
He did. It was very serious.
Yeah. Well, yes, and I heard they actually had to take a vein out of his leg to do the surgery to get him back together again. So I don't know how
that's right.
It's kind of scary. So there's been this giant void out there of absolutely nothing. Has that felt strange to you?
It has. And also we have coming up Jon Stewart, who interviewed President Obama today. It'll air tonight. And his last show will be August 6th. So there's another one leaving.
Right. And Trevor Noah is going to step in there. And this is like the Colbert thing where there's a big question mark. How's that going to work out?
I don't know enough about Trevor. I can't tell. He seems like a very likable guy, but doesn't seem to be cut from the same fabric as Jon Stewart. But that's really not fair. I saw he did an interview with Jimmy Fallon, and again, a very likable guy. But he had to sort of do a lot of damage control because of some of the tweets and jokes he's done in recent years. So I don't really have a feel for him yet, but essentially, he's working with the same staff that Stewart had, so that's a good sign.
I have. I was looking at some people. You know, there were so many reviews of your book, and as I said, they were all great. I loved a few of them, so I highlighted one. And one person who reviewed your book, they said, you know, what I'd like to ask Dave is, I'm just stumped as to why he was replaced by Fallon, because Fallon is hilarious, he's a talented performer, he's a decent host, but his humor's sophomoric, and quite frankly, I'm a little bit older, but thanks to DVR recordings and online streaming, people can watch late-night shows whenever they want all the time. So mature viewers like myself have to ask the question, well, gee, did they really have to get rid of Jay?
Well, I think, you know, at a certain point, the king has to move on, right?
Right.
You have to bring in a new king. And there are lots of things going on here, not only the obvious of the younger guy replacing the older guy, but a new company taking over, Comcast taking over for GE. And you know what happens when that happens, or maybe you wouldn't know that being
no,
a radio.
No, I do know. Yes, I do. That's why I'm here and not in Chicago.
Yeah. That's my hometown. I could never get a job there, but that's another story.
It's a wonderful city. I love it. But I love this one, too. But you're right. So I'm kind of curious, what have you heard about the dichotomy, the differences, and how have things changed for backstage people like yourself, producers, you know, compared to if you A-B what you did backstage for Leno as compared to the way they're producing Fallon's show?
Well, I think it's an entirely different show. It's a performance show.
Yes.
It's not the kind of show that you're talking about, I think you're suggesting that you're going to miss, and I miss as well, having been involved in it. But it's each guest comes on, and they do a little performance, lip-sync contest, doing imitations. You're asking the guests to do entirely different things than we did. We tried to work with guests to come up with anecdotes. Also, the monologue is really more perfunctory. I don't think people talk about Jimmy Fallon at the water cooler talking about his monologue jokes.
No, they do not.
It's more about the guest performances, whereas with Jay and Dave and other late night hosts and Johnny Carson, a lot of it was focused more on the monologue jokes, I think.
Yeah, that's very interesting that you said that, because if I'm sitting at home, and I do DVR both, but I go back and forth, but I will watch Kimmel's monologue and then I'll switch over to see, you know, exactly what you're talking, what performance art Fallon is doing.
Exactly.
And I wonder how many other people do that. So I wanted to go back because, you know, some other things that were said were things like, well, the last real talk show ended the day that Carson went out. And I just wondered how you felt that, because Jay Leno was there forever. And I mean, he was right there with Letterman.
Well, I get that sentiment, and I respect that. And I have to say, when we took over, our biggest competitor was the memory of Johnny Carson, and we were reminded of it almost daily by the television pundits and the press pundits and reviewers about, you know, Jay Leno wasn't even in the same league as Johnny Carson. And it really, really affected us. When we first started out, we're broadcasting from the very same studio that Johnny was in for his last 20 years at NBC in Burbank, and that was Studio One.
Right.
And there was just something about being in that studio, and of course Johnny was still alive at the time, but it's almost like we felt Johnny's presence. And I can remember sometimes if we had a bad show, I'd go, oh, I wonder how Johnny feels about that. And I thought, well, maybe I'm the only guy that feels this way. But we all felt that way, including Jay. And after about a year, he said, Jay, we need to move to another studio physically. And so we ended up moving to Studio 3, which was right next to Studio 1, same configuration. I mean, we could have just rebuilt out Studio 1, but no, Jay felt we needed to move to an entirely new studio.
Well, we'll just hold that
get out from under that.
Yeah, we'll hold on to that thought because I love that because you know, as I tease to go to the other side, we'll continue to talk about Jay Leno and Late Night and The Late Show and all things late night television. But yeah, and I know where you're going with this. You can't do somebody else's show, and to have that hanging over your head is just an impossibility. We're talking with Dave Berg. He's the author of Behind the Curtain. Our conversation will continue right after we check in with KGO Newsroom with John Lobertini.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Many investors who think a sound retirement plan is simply focusing on investment returns ignore other areas that can have a significant financial impact. This is Scott Hansen of Hansen McLean Advisors and co-host of KGO's Money Matters, heard Saturdays at 4 p.m., and we've worked with folks for over 20 years helping them both prepare for and transition into retirement. I've seen many people make well-informed decisions, but unfortunately, I've seen a lot of individuals focus only on investments for their retirement while ignoring the other areas of their financial life. Areas such as whether to use a Roth IRA or not, how to best take retirement income while keeping taxes low, when to start Social Security, strategies to pay off the home, and much more. Hansen McLean Advisors have been helping folks like you achieve financial independence through sound financial and retirement planning. Our advisors have the education, insight, and expertise to assist you with your financial matters, increasing your confidence in knowing you made wise choices in all the areas of your financial life. So contact Hansen McLean Advisors today to see how our unique approach can benefit you. Call 888-2-HANSEN or visit moneymatters.com.
With KudaSign, paperless e-signing is a no-brainer for any business that requires legally binding signatures fast. That's because KudaSign offers everything you should expect from an electronic signature solution for just $1 per month. KudaSign cuts document turnaround time as much as 90%, thanks in part to its number one rated mobile app. And KudaSign's secure cloud stores documents for on-demand tracking and retrieval. Get KudaSign now for just $1 per month. Go to KudaSign.com. That's KudaSign.com.
We're talking The Late Show, The Tonight Show, with Jay Leno specifically, with Dave Berg, the author of Behind the Curtain. We'll continue our chat right after we check in with John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Thank you, Drex. Our top story at the bottom of the hour, the Steinleys go to Washington.
Kate had a special soul, a kind and giving heart.
It was an emotional day on Capitol Hill, the parents of Kate Steinle appearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. And the obvious topic, sanctuary for illegal felons, like the one accused of killing the 32-year-old woman in San Francisco. More from KGO 810, Scott Lettieri.
Jim Steinle told the committee that he wants Congress to do something to close the loopholes, he called it, that allowed a five-time deported immigrant from Mexico who had felony convictions to walk the streets.
121 times over the past 4 years, an illegal immigrant with prior criminal convictions that later went on to be charged with murder when they should have been deported. That is one every 12 days.
San Francisco Senator Dianne Feinstein said she believes there should be some policy change, but she stopped short of calling for an end to sanctuary policy in San Francisco and elsewhere.
I strongly believe that local law enforcement should have notified the immigration authorities. The man who killed Kate is a classic case of multiple felonies and prior deportations.
Steinle supports a so-called Kate's Law that would require local municipalities to hold illegal immigrants who have prior felony convictions in jail until immigration officials pick them up.
A vote could come as early as Thursday. Meanwhile, in San Francisco, the finger-pointing continues, and that may be the motive behind a proposal to make immediate changes to the city's sanctuary law. More on that from KGO 810's Nikki Medoro.
San Francisco Supervisor Mark Farrell is calling on the sheriff to rescind an order curtailing staff from talking to federal immigration authorities. Steinle's alleged killer was in the country illegally, released from jail because San Francisco does not honor immigration detainer requests. He says he wants Sheriff Rosmer Karimi to rescind a March memo limiting department communications with immigration officials. The sheriff's office says there is no department-wide gag order, only a limit on the immigration-related information shared.
A murder-suicide in Walnut Creek. Investigators believe 21-year-old Scott Bertix killed 19-year-old Claire Orton, a woman he once dated, before turning the gun on himself this morning. Police offered no motive. In the Republican free-for-all for president, Donald Trump continues to wage war against anyone who criticizes him. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum reports from a campaign stop in South Carolina.
Senator Lindsey Graham, another Republican presidential candidate, called him a jackass.
I see your senator. What a stiff. What a stiff. Lindsey Graham.
He called Graham a lightweight and an idiot. He also went after Rick Perry, saying he put on glasses to look smart. Trump was bombastic and unfiltered as he spoke off the cuff without notes. As for his comments about immigrants, he said Mexicans love him.
I sell apartments for millions of dollars to people from Mexico. They love me.
A ruling against Facebook, a New York appeals court today saying Facebook cannot block nearly 400 search warrants seeking the postings of some users tied to a criminal fraud investigation. Facebook says it's weighing its legal options. And a drone fires shots from a handgun. An 18-year-old Connecticut man has posted video online of that frightening creation. Correspondent Renee Mars says police believe they found nothing illegal about this, but the feds are taking a closer look.
I spoke with a former FAA employee who used to head the drone division with the agency, and he says that this really is a function of a gray area. As Clinton police told me today, from a criminal law enforcement stance, it's perfectly legal to shoot your gun on your property.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 7:33.
Hey, Flo here, and this is my impression of an easily overwhelmed person finding out about Progressive Service Centers. A whole center devoted to helping me if I get into an accident? Oh, that's too much! You drop your car off, they manage repairs, and if you need a rental, they give you one on site? Holy baloney macaroni! What will they think of next?
Taking the hassle out of making a claim. Now that's Progressive.
I forgot how to breathe! Does air go in my nose and out my mouth or the other way around? Ah!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Service centers not available in all areas. You have a choice of repair facilities.
KGO 810 invites you to the Bank of the West Classic Tennis Tournament. The Bank of the West Classic returns to Stanford University for its 45th year, August 3rd through 9th. Don't miss Serena Williams, Madison Keys, Allison Risk, and more as they compete in this year's tournament. To win tickets, visit the contest page at KGOradio.com or get info and buy tickets at BankOfTheWestClassic.com. The Bank of the West Classic, starting August 3rd from KGO 810.
It is 7:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic. And for that, we head to the KGO Traffic Center and Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Mancini's Sleep World. We'll start in Hayward. Northbound 880 at West Winton Avenue. A solo vehicle accident there is now on the right shoulder. Mainly, you've got minor slowdowns back to 84 in Union City. That's also helping to keep things sluggish back across the San Mateo Bridge on 92 eastbound, all the way back to Foster City Boulevard. Now, in the city, eastbound 80 at Bryant, you got a stalled motorcycle in the slow lane. Just adding to those jam-ups back to 101, really, and you've still got minor slowdowns across the lower deck to the tunnel. Getting across the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge, getting better on 580 eastbound. Minor slowdowns from Sir Francis Drake to the tolls in Richmond. Mancini's Sleep World wants you to rest easy and save big during their triple bonus mattress sale. Enjoy free white glove delivery, free setup, and they'll even take your old mattress away. Mancini's Sleep World. Call 1-800-64-SLEEP or visit sleepworld.com and start sleeping better tonight. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's and the Giants are back in action tonight. The Giants are leading the Padres in San Diego 1-0 in the second, and the A's are trailing the Blue Jays 1-0 in the third over in Oakland. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Well, tomorrow the humidity goes away, and you can expect temperatures in the low 60s to mid 80s. In fact, cooler than normal for your Thursday, those highs low 60s to low 80s. That's the coolest day of the 7-day forecast. On Friday, we rebound, highs back in the mid 80s, upper 80s for your weekend. Right now, around the Bay Area, we've got partly cloudy skies around the bay, clear inland. It's 70 degrees in Concord, 65 in Santa Rosa. We've got 69 and overcast skies on the beach in Santa Cruz, 65 in Oakland. We've got 71 in San Jose. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show, weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
And we continue our conversation with Dave Berg, the author of Behind the Curtain, all about The Tonight Show. He was the Tonight Show producer for 18 years with Jay Leno. And before we parted for the break, we were talking about moving from Johnny's studio from Studio 1 in Burbank to Studio 3. Yeah, that had to be a tough thing. I mean, you know, you can't. And then to have the executive say, well, I wish it was more like this and more like that. No, you got to do your own thing. And I think that I think that was probably a great move, yes?
Yes, it was. And my point is that, you know, Johnny wasn't even in the studio. He was completely alive. Just being in his studio was intimidating to us.
Right.
That's how much of a presence, that's what he represented to us.
Studio voodoo, that's what I would call it.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to talk about you as being the producer because, you know, working with Jay, yeah, Jay's the talent, but the producer, you are the guy that got it. You have to get the gets. So if you would talk about the importance of getting the right gets, meaning guests.
Well, it was extremely, extremely important because, as I said earlier, the monologue was the foundation of the show. We knew people would watch the monologue. It was the keynote of the show. And
sure.
So we knew we would have viewers, but that only represented one quarter of the show.
That's correct.
Right? You get rated for an hour. So the challenge was to keep viewers watching. And the standard we used is if the first guest lost 20% or more of the viewers, we knew we would lose some after the monologue. On a general, I mean, if we booked Obama or somebody like that, sure, you'd keep them. But generally, we knew we'd lose some viewers. And the standard was we have to keep at least, we have to keep at least 80% of our audience. If it was over 20%, we would worry about it, and we would reevaluate whether that guest would return soon or not.
Oh, okay. So if they didn't work, if it dropped, you know, 30% or 40%, that would be the end for them. They would not would they not be rebooked, or they would not be put in the in as the first host.
We would think hard about it.
Yeah, right. Sure, that was a conversation.
They might come back as a second guest. Or we might put a second guest behind them that we knew was a big draw, such as Animal Acts. Those were always a big draw.
Absolutely.
We gave a lot of thought to it. Letterman, on the other way, did not. He and his staff did not approach the show the same way. They felt he was more of an artist, and it was about Dave, and whatever Dave did was art.
Well, and I think when you compare the two of them, I mean, Jay seemed more the comedian. You know, the well-rounded comedian, and Dave was the odd character out. Very, very popular. I mean, you know, a lot of people were either with Club Dave or with Club Jay. It was one or the other. And you know, and I wondered, you know, especially you had that East Coast West thing going on, so it must have been difficult to get some of these big guests.
It was always a challenge. Sometimes it took years and years and years to get guests. Up to 10 years for some of them. And sometimes, you know, I have a chapter that says, you know, the gets I didn't get.
Well, let's talk about a few of them. Right, right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the ones that were very difficult to get that you had to talk into getting.
Well, probably the one at the top of the list ended up being Jay's favorite guest and mine, and that was John F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh, yes. That was absolutely massive.
Yeah, I mean, he represented American royalty like nobody else. We don't have royalty, but he was it, really. I mean, the Kennedy name, but of all the Kennedys at that time, he was the most mystical, magical, the most appealing. And so I made it a point that I wanted to get him, and it took me 6 years. He didn't want to do the show. He just did not want to do it. And not for the reason you might suspect. He didn't think he was good enough. He didn't think he was Tonight Show material. He didn't think anyone would have any interest in what he had to say.
Well, but he was royalty. And to go to that point, you know, one of the, when, and Dave really didn't say this until he was done, or I'm sure you heard it, you know, being off camera and behind the scenes as a guy. Dave wasn't really big on having Hollywood A-listers on because, quite frankly, you know, they didn't have much to say. They didn't have a script in front of them.
Dave said that, right?
Yes.
That was a very nice, popular thing to say. And honestly, I agree with Dave about that. We all agree with Dave about that. I'm sure you agree that there's something to that.
Yes,
right?
There is something to it for sure. Yeah. Either you can do it or you can. It's one of those things, and you know, real quick.
But you don't turn them down. That's the thing. If you have a Hollywood A-lister, you have them come on. You just do. But the interesting thing is that they often hemorrhaged big time in the ratings.
Right. But there were people who would just, you know, you can hand it. And you're one of these guests. I mean, you know, I'm not blowing smoke, but you are, Dave. I just throw it to you and you hit it out of the park. So Terry Bradshaw, I remember with Jay Leno, would he be one of those, you know, you just let him on and let him do his thing?
Well, Terry is a very interesting example because he was the guest who appeared the most. He had approximately 60 appearances. And in the early days, Jay was very worried about sports guests because he didn't have he didn't know much about sports except for boxing. Other than that, he wasn't a sports guy. So his concern was, I'll look stupid. And my feeling was, you know what? You won't. You don't have to talk sports statistics. Let ESPN do that.
Right.
Just talk to these guys. And so it took me a couple of years, all of us, to sort of, you know, convince Jay that he should even have sports guests. But in the end, our go-to guy was a sports star, four-time Super Bowl winner, Terry Bradshaw.
Well, because he had this larger-than-life personality. And just like I said, I mean, you know, you would throw it to him, and then he would run. I'm curious about, and Jerry Seinfeld, I'm sure what you said, you heard what he said on Seth Meyers' show. He gave him a very difficult time about the pre-interviews. Did you have a hard time dealing with A-list celebrities or big shots who didn't want to do the pre-interviews?
Not with guys like Jerry Seinfeld, because the point of a pre-interview is to make sure that the guest had material. And so that the guest had material and Jay was assured they had material, because we just, you know, dead air doesn't work on a late night entertainment show.
No.
But Jerry Seinfeld was never a problem. He and Jay had a relationship. He was never a problem with that.
But
you knew he would deliver.
Right, but you know, when he did this, his producer tried to do a pre-interview with on Seth Meyers' show. He just came out and let Seth have it and say, you know, look, I'm Jerry Seinfeld. I've been doing this for a while. I don't need a pre-interview. What are you asking me to do a pre-interview for? You know, I'm shopping for a new late night show. I mean, you know, I'm trying you out. You're not trying me out.
Well. And you know what? He delivered on that show.
Yeah, he did. They have replayed that thing three or four times now.
He really delivered, and he addressed a topic, political correctness, which is really, I have to say, for years and years and years and years, I have listened to comedians. None of them like political correctness. Whether they're on the left, whether they're
That's
on the right.
right,
they can't stand political correctness because it's death for comedy, for comedians.
It is, and we're in this horrible period of PC. We're in the PC, I don't know, debacle right now in this country, except for Donald Trump. I'm curious about how you would handle Donald Trump. And I want to talk about the other, you know, presidential candidates and presidents that you had on. And also, you know, there was I have always thought that Letterman, you know, was a big fan of Obama. But once, of course, he was always going after Bush, and I want to talk about this on the other side. But once Obama became president, Leno would still do the jokes, but Letterman wouldn't touch him. We'll discuss that and more coming up as we chat with Dave Berg. He is the author of Behind the Curtain, all about The Tonight Show with Jay Leno for 18 years. First, let's check the KGO Traffic Center. Let's see, Lee, how's the traffic looking out there?
things are getting better, Drex. Slowly but surely, we definitely have a handful of things to mention to you. So we'll start in the city. Eastbound 80 at Bryant, you still got that stalled motorcycle. It was in the slow lane, should be out of the road now, but traffic has really bogged back down to 101, almost to a stop. Fortunately, though, you still have minor slowdowns across the lower deck out to the tunnel. In Hayward, northbound 880 at West Wenton Avenue, a solo vehicle accident there's been on the right shoulder for a while now, but traffic's beginning to bog back down there as well, back to Whipple Road in Union City. And for those of you trying to get to Vallejo on eastbound 37, I just wanted to give you a heads up. You've still got to wait. Traffic drops stop and go just before 121, and that continues to Skaggs Island Road. Oakland Airport now offering 3 days of free parking when you fly to any one of 10 cities with new service this summer from New Orleans to Tijuana, from Nashville to Houston Intercontinental. Fly OAK and park free. Get the details at oaklandairport.com/park free. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
If you have trouble getting a good night's sleep, you're not alone. In fact, most adults do for one reason or another. Hi, it's Nikki Medora.
And I'm Brett Burkhart. It doesn't matter if you have the best bed around, if you don't have the best pillow to go with it.
With a crazy work schedule and constant neck pain, a good night's sleep seemed impossible. But not anymore, thanks to MyPillow.
MyPillow doesn't get hot, it molds to your head, and doesn't go flat.
But don't just take our word for it. MyPillow was just selected as the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, the leading authority on sleep health.
That says a lot. Plus, MyPillow is made in the USA. It's machine washable and dryable and comes with a 10-year warranty.
And to celebrate MyPillow's 10th anniversary, it's offering its biggest discount ever.
Buy any MyPillow at the regular price, and you'll receive a second MyPillow absolutely free. Just click the 2-for-1 button at MyPillow.com.
And use discount code KGO at checkout to receive an unprecedented 50% off everything on MyPillow.com.
Do what we did, along with 5 million other people, and make MyPillow your pillow. Call 800-299-6893 or go to MyPillow.com.
And don't forget to enter KGO at checkout.
Are you as confident as you should be when it comes to your finances? Are you on track to accomplish your financial goals? If not, you need to talk to the O'Donnell Financial Group. Greg O'Donnell, host of Money Matters, founded the O'Donnell Financial Group over a quarter of a century ago to help people like you make smart choices with their money. O'Donnell Financial uses a holistic financial planning approach, meaning the advisors take time with each client to help map out a strategy before they offer any solutions. Their fee-based investment accounts are designed to be transparent and liquid, so you never have to guess what's going on. There are no commissions when products are replaced or rebalances take place. With offices throughout Northern California, come see how O'Donnell Financial Group can benefit you. Contact them today at 866-496-2300 or online at O'Donnellfinancialgroup.com. Registered representative offers securities through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advisor representative offers financial advice through Securities America Advisors, Inc. O'Donnell Financial Group and Securities America companies are separate and unrelated.
Ripped from the headlines, here's another reminder about the importance of protecting our identities. Investigators believe that a recent data breach at the government's Office of Personnel Management compromised sensitive personal information, including social security numbers, of roughly 21.5 million people from both inside and outside the government. Stories like this are precisely why you need LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your social security number, bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business. You only have one identity. Protect it with the best. LifeLock. Call or visit LifeLock.com now and save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. But you've got to use promo code AWARE. That's promo code AWARE to get this special 10% discount. Call 800-305-2203. 800-305-2203. 800-305-2203.
Hear the news on KGO 810. Then talk about it on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
We're talking tonight's show. We are specifically talking the Jay Leno show with Dave Berg, who was the producer for over 18 years, right up till the end with Jay Leno. And all things late night. I mean, if you're a late night groupie like I am, then you love this conversation. And his name, the name of his book is Behind the Curtain, and you can get it at Amazon. You'll love it. Okay, so I was talking about political candidates, and one of the things that, you know, and I've seen many comments that when Obama became elected, Dave backed off. It was all about doing the Bush jokes, but he didn't want to step on Obama's toes. Where Jay was still, you know, everything was fair game.
And I have to give Jay credit for that. Not only did David Letterman back off on the Obama jokes, but so did everybody else in late night. Jay single-handedly, two years out, was doing Obama jokes. Now, in the last year before you know, I think right around the last election, a little bit afterward, the others were starting to come on board. But it just sort of irks me when I hear critics say, well, David Letterman's the edgy one. Jay Leno was milquetoast. Well, he wasn't milquetoast on what's important, jokes about the president.
Yeah, and I'm very curious as to how you guys would have handled, you know, a Donald Trump now. I would think it'd be hitting the jackpot.
Well, I think Jay would have let loose on him. He would have done as many jokes as, you know, he would have gone after Donald Trump. And what would have happened, Trump would have refused to do our show.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. No, he would have called him names. He would have, you know, gone the other way. He would have sided with Dave and said this, that, and I could just hear it in my head. But it's like today you're looking at the news and I'm looking at it now. It's like, well, the latest thing is Trump says Lindsey Graham I don't know, what's he calling him?
An idiot.
He's an idiot. Oh, okay, well, yeah. He's an idiot. Okay, and then he called Rick Perry. Well, he wears glasses just so he looks more intelligent. I'm thinking to myself, you just can't make this stuff up. I don't know.
You
know,
you can make it up. That's why Jay would have done the monologue jokes.
Right. Okay, so I wanted to talk about having the presidents on. How was that? What was that like? I mean, because whether they were candidates or it was the president, sometimes they can be good, sometimes they could be very stiff.
Yeah, but they made a difference. That's the thing. You pointed out the A-level actors.
Right.
They appear on all the talk shows. When you have a presidential candidate come on, or you have a president come on, or a Super Bowl-winning quarterback, people sit up and pay attention on a late-night show, which is usually associated with entertainment. So you always went after them, even if you knew they would be boring. You went after them. And I know it doesn't seem maybe that special now, but it's Obama was actually the first sitting president ever to do a late-night show, and he did it on our show on his 59th day in office.
I have to say, and I always found this, and I find this still to this day odd, and it was something that we didn't get to know, me as a mere mortal, until Dave was leaving, that Dave was very uncomfortable with Jay and uncomfortable in his own skin at the Ed Sullivan studio for many years because he couldn't get over the fact that Jay was beating him. Well, what do you think that was all about?
Well, I think what you have just illustrated, I think what has been frustrating to us that work with Jay and maybe Jay a little bit, the whole late-night wars between Leno and Letterman only went one way. It's not like Jay had a problem with Dave. It was entirely the other way around.
That's
correct. And the weird thing about it is, you know, Jay didn't hire himself. NBC made the decision to hire him over Letterman. It's not like Jay was bigfooting him. I actually had the chance to talk to Jack Welch, who was the chairman of GE, who they owned NBC. And I had booked him on The Tonight Show, and I said, look, we were in the dressing room, and I said, do me a favor. I'm dying to know, why did you, because you had the ultimate, you were the CEO of GE, you were the ultimate decision maker. Why did you pick Jay Leno over David Letterman? He said, you know what? I don't know anything about comedy. I'm an engineer by training, but I had a gut feeling that your guy was, he actually used the term, your guy was comfortable in his own skin, and the other guy, meaning Letterman, he wasn't comfortable. Why would I pick a guy that's doing jokes about NBC executives?
Well, I mean, you know, yeah, even up to Dave's last show, he was pretty much dissing himself sometimes. And I would say to myself, gee, why? Why are you doing that? I don't, you know. It didn't make a lot of sense to me. But I know that he was nervous by nature. So I suppose I get that part. And I know that with Carson, a lot of people didn't like celebrity hosts. But I often scratch my head and think to myself, you know, because when Johnny Witt did go on vacation and Jay Leno became the permanent guest, it was all good, and I'm surprised that David Letterman didn't see it coming. It was really obvious.
It should have been obvious, and while that was going on, Jay made it a point to go around and visit every one of the NBC affiliates, of which there were 200. He would go around, visit with the general managers, hang out in the newsroom, promise to do promos, and work with them in any way he could.
Well, there's the magic. That's what you need to do. You need to do the work.
You know, show business is a show and it's a business. You know, you kind of have to work the room sometimes.
Right, right. And again, I was a big fan of both, and I definitely miss Dave. I think it's just very interesting. And then, you know, I think that David Letterman did not feel comfortable in his own skin until he finally called it a day and said, okay, you know what? I'm going to let Jay do his thing. We're going to sit over here and we're going to do our thing and everything will be just fine. And it did turn out that everything was just fine.
Yeah, I just wish Dave had approached that, come to that conclusion earlier.
Yeah, because the two sides, you're right, it was a one-way thing, and it seemed to go very nasty towards Jay sometimes, and I think in an unwarranted way.
I thought so.
Yeah. Well, Dave Berg, as always, it's been a pleasure, and I do appreciate your time so much. Once again, the name of the book, he is the author of Behind the Curtain. I wish you all the best, and I look forward to chatting with you again sometime.
I really appreciate it. Thank you, Drex.
Thank you, Dave. Have a good night. All right, thank you. That's a great interview, and again, it's Behind the Curtain. I'm telling you, if you love talk, late-night talk like I do, it's a must-have. It's a must-read. Let's take a break, and we'll be back on the other side. We will get to some of the late-night, late-show wrap-up, and then we're going to get to some of the craziness that was going on with this. Oh, my goodness. I love her. We've had her on the air with us before, Lisa Durden. She's going to talk about... We're not going to get into so much, the Black Lives Matter thing, but this whole thing about all lives matter. And that hit the fan again today with somebody else. Somebody else stepped on this landmine. And we're off and running again, trending social media across the United States. That's on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.